my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show. Mr. Pistro, fraternity guy, you got my asshole bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks in a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? But could divine by deception and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride. Fuck off your car! I don't wanna hear it. Fuck off your car! Read it to the lyrics. Guess everybody gets their just desserts. Always you remember that nice guy's bitch. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who speaks through his fist. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. Swims in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. Tomatoes, I'll pack your bags. Bury you with my cash, read it. You're a nice guy, we're all nice guys, but all of you are assholes. He's a nice guy, she's a nice guy, hey, Tom Bob's a nice guy,
all of you are assholes.
Nice guys rule the planet, the fundamental, comfort of body, by the center and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off your car,
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off your car,
read it to the lyrics, so let the bloody spill quench your thirst. As long as you remember that nice guy's bitch.
Everybody, welcome to the Plex. Welcome, podcast listeners. This is a live show every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into Red Light. You can find it at twitch.tv/EchoPlexMedia. Well, we had a new person join tonight, the founders via the podcast. Be like that person. Join the now space. I'm producer Dave, and you can find me damn near anywhere.
And I am HK Perrin. You can find me on Twitter at HK Perrin, and you can find me right here on Twitch as Sylphweed in the chat and Sylphweed on my gaming channel, where sometimes I play games. And on Saturday, I play open source games, Linux only. That's not true. We'll play on Windows as long as the game is open source. Dave, give the people what they want.
I don't hate the cops. There's a person inside when the truncheon stops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Oh, when the raiders come, who will protect the shops? Don't hate the cops. They're a sensitive bunch. If you don't stop throwing your rocks, snap, crackle, pop is the sound of a taser. Your body drops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Like your local police. Cause they don't do nothing wrong like your local police.
got rid of the corruption and the racism is gone. They've been keeping the peace, keeping homeless folks out of the parks and malls. Got a cure for your social disease. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. 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 You didn't hate the cops, 'cause they don't do nothing wrong. Don't hate the cops. You can't blame them for just doing their job. Don't hate the cops. Well, you gotta wonder how much would it cost for you to be shot at and stabbed at by maniacs and drunks. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops.
Right, well, topping our news tonight is a really bizarre segment with Sean Hannity and a military person who is against the COVID vaccine, but kind of lets the cat out of the bag on vaccines in general. And this is pretty great.
Money and a lot of security for you and your family. Tell us why.
Yeah, that's correct, Sean. I've spent 18 years active duty service. I've got 2 years until I'm eligible to pull my retirement. I don't want the COVID vaccine, and I don't plan on getting it. But I've had all the other Army vaccines. I've had 8 anthrax shots.
This guy's had vaccines none of us have ever even fucking heard of because he's in the Army, and now he doesn't want the fucking COVID one that everybody's getting. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even realize there was an anthrax shot.
Yeah, this guy's had vaccines that he probably has vaccines that he had to sign a form telling people he could never talk about, right? Depending on where he's going, what he's doing, right? There's like,
yeah,
like, come on, man.
I've had the smallpox vaccination. I've had them all. So it's really not about whether or not I'll get the shot, but this is really about the freedom of the American people, the right to choose your own medical procedures, the right to decide.
Yo, when you join the Army, you give up a lot of freedom.
Correct. Yeah, so what he's doing is he's quitting the Army because he realized, oh, I don't have freedom anymore because I'm in the Army. And it took my political party being against something that's so fundamental that even the military is like, yo, to be in here, you have to have this. It took that for him to realize that.
You know, what's going to be injected into your body and what's not. Those are that's a natural human right that, you know, we can't take away from people. And I swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, which affords those rights to the Americans. And
let me ask you this, because there is a slight loophole in the vaccine mandate for companies of 100 employees or more, which is that you have to agree to get tested once a week. Does that option exist for the military?
No, not to my knowledge. That does
you don't get options.
Military, no.
Military, so not really known for giving you many personal options.
Corner. Do you have any medical reason that perhaps maybe a rare condition of some kind?
Stupidity doesn't count.
From getting the vaccine. Or is this just a matter of principle?
And this is about
the guy just like said he's had all the other shots.
The American people, and I swore an oath to protect that.
Like, you've said shots for that alien disease that nobody's telling us about, for fuck's sake.
He's had shots for diseases that haven't even existed in 100 years.
Right, because because you're gonna travel places. Oh, come on.
That freedom, and I've looked at the Army's published its recent guidance on how it's going to unfold this plan for implementing this. I've looked it over. I do believe that if I wanted to, I could wiggle my way through the next 2 years and get my retirement, but I would have to sacrifice my personal integrity, and I'd have to turn.
But what are you doing on Sean Hannity?
That I took to protect Americans' rights.
He didn't have much to begin with.
It's not about me. It's not about my retirement. You know, there's a good quote that I reflect on sometimes. I'm sure everybody's heard it, and it goes something to the effect.
I love how they cut him off before he could say his quote. They had 5 more seconds to let him say his quote, but whoever fucking pulled this clip was like, nope. No quote for you, sir. God damn it. I would do anything to protect my country. Oh, there's this vaccine. It's not even like hurting anybody. Oh, I won't do that.
Yeah, it's for a disease that's killing a lot of your country. It has so far killed 700,000 out of 330 million. What is that? Like point?
I don't know.
5% or no?
Yeah, it's point, like, I don't know.
1%.
Like getting like this stuff, like getting into the exact numbers and shit, I don't do it because I'm not going to like try to do math on the air. But the idea that this guy, the idea that there's some like ancient flu that, or there's some ancient disease that a wallaby once gave to somebody back in Australia during the days where people would wear those fucking hats and be like trappers. He has to get the vaccine for that, but he won't get the COVID vaccine.
That's 0.2%. So 2 out of every 1,000. Every 1,000 people.
Well, Fox News is continuing to do their support the military dance.
One way to look at that is if you knew 1,000 people, now you know 998 people.
All right, Fox News is continuing to do their we love the military dance. We're going to... And this guy that's on the Tucker Show is going to claim that hundreds of people are going to leave the fucking Navy SEALs over the vaccine. Which I think is probably false.
Hundreds, apparently, of Navy SEALs who will leave a force that's only about 2,500 men very soon over these COVID vaccine mandates, correct?
I'm cool with that.
That's absolutely right. And I want to say thank you on behalf of my clients for bringing this to
the... Oh, this is the guy making the money on this one, the defense attorney. Maybe he's not making the money now. Like, you may be representing some of these people pro bono, but you better bet that he's going to be like a right. He's trying to be like a right wing lawyer du jour or whatever, you know?
Yep.
The attention of the American people. We need their help. My clients are Christian men. They're men of faith. Their faith informs.
I'm cool with them leaving the military, though.
Really what they need is more time. The way this is being rolled out to my clients and many other members in the military is arbitrary. They're being given these really tight deadlines. They just don't have time to explore all the options and the rights. And the worst of it is,
it's not really arbitrary.
You're
like,
go into a non-deployable
state. The vaccine's been available to all of them since like March.
The other thing is, you can just call something arbitrary because it's part of society, and then eventually, like, you get down to brass tacks, sure, I guess it's arbitrary. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't mean anything to call something in our society arbitrary. We decided almost everything arbitrarily. Like,
well, like, it's based on evidence. That's, by definition, not arbitrary. I mean, I guess it's kind of arbitrary if you decide, like, how many deaths are we willing to take?
Right, no, that's what I'm saying is like the evidence is not arbitrary, but the decision to make the military was like somebody decided to make that decision and had the support of their peers. And it was you could just say that any decision we make about public policy is arbitrary. You could make the argument. So I just think that like as soon as somebody starts saying that some piece of public policy is arbitrary, you should like either ignore or make fun of them.
Yeah.
I mean, him being on Tucker was completely arbitrary, right?
In the strictest sense of the word, yes.
And I think, and my clients strongly believe, that is going to impact military readiness.
I don't think it's just...
You know what really affects military readiness? When fucking 60% of them are on a boat or sick with COVID.
It's an all-male force. I don't know anything about their voting records or even if they vote, but they're exactly the kind of people, if you were planning to control the military for political purposes, you would want gone. Do they feel singled out?
Why would the government want to control the military for political purposes, Tucker? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Is it the point of the government controlling the military, like, completely political?
Yes. Only in the sense that the government is trying to promote its own politics.
Via the military.
By controlling the military.
That's true.
So only in the sense that those the definitions of those words meets the criteria that you're using them in. Yes.
That's right. The military could send you on what everyone knows is a fucking suicide mission. And you got to go.
Wide, but it seems like...
In fact, the Navy SEALs are the most likely to be sent on a fucking suicide mission.
For politics.
That's their job. To go in when nobody else is there and sneak around and fucking kill people and shit. I don't know what it's like being a SEAL.
For politics.
Being pressed arbitrarily hard, especially early.
I think that's accurate. I think my clients in particular, some of my clients are Navy SEALs. They are a very small part of a much larger group of Navy SEALs that feel that way. I also have clients that are fighter pilots that feel like they've been...
Poodle Puffin makes a good point. Situation. When he says political, he means in the sense that anything he dislikes is political and anything that he likes is common sense.
Right. It's political when it's basically coming from my political enemies.
Yeah. But when it's coming from me, obviously, it's just common sense.
It's a little off topic, but I had somebody come in the chat like 4 days ago and ask why I was politicizing everything.
We're a politics show.
Yeah, I was like, the thing says politics, you dumb fuck. The chat either banned them or they stopped talking because they weren't going to get me to argue with them about whether or not I was politicizing everything.
I started watching this politics show and all they were talking about was politics. It was ridiculous.
Arbitrary deadlines, they don't make sense, and they're being given conflicting guidance across the military.
No, they do make sense.
My clients,
and like when you set a date when something has to happen by, it's arbitrary. You're like, well, we got to set a date.
Yeah, to a certain extent, it's always arbitrary.
It should be in this range, we think. So let's pick the 14th. I mean, what? The first seems, a lot of things happen on the first, and that's completely arbitrary because there's actually nothing magical about that day.
I mean, oftentimes it's not arbitrary. They're picking it based on like any reasonable schedule of a soldier. They should be able to fit the vaccine into this amount of time. Let's do that plus a little extra padding for anyone who has an unreasonable schedule. You know, that's the kind of thing that they're doing. So that's decidedly not arbitrary. They're specifically picking that schedule because it allows you to get the vaccine in that time.
American people to know there are thousands of military members across the formation that feel the same way. And my
client, how many people are in the military? That's thousands. That's not many.
They dedicate their lives. They sacrifice their lives to protect innocent life.
Now they generally do it for capital.
They want this story brought to attention. They want help for the rest of the military. This isn't about them. They're quiet professionals, Tucker. That's what they do. My clients don't want to be famous. They don't want to have books written about them. They want to be able to do
that. The lawyer certainly does.
This country, and they're willing to step out in front because of all the other military members that are.
Sorry about that. Twitter videos are just cut at 2:20, which is also arbitrary.
It's the same as their character count. Right. Remember when they upped their character count and they were like, this is arbitrary anyway. Does it matter that we're upping it?
You ever seen a Facebook comments
thread? Oh, yeah, it is arbitrary.
You ever seen a Facebook comments thread where people will like cut and paste a whole ass RFK Jr. article into the comments? So maybe the 280 is good. So here's Tucker again. He's going to be like, we're going to figure out who all the Christians in the military are, and then we're going to do it by trying to get everybody to get the vaccine.
The point of mandatory vaccination is to identify the sincere Christians in the ranks the free thinkers, the men with high testosterone levels, and anyone else who does not love Joe Biden. And
check to see who's balding, Tucker. Immediately.
It's a takeover of the U.S. military. Here's how they're doing it. This show has just obtained a PowerPoint that the Army is using to justify mandatory vaccines to the troops.
I can't believe he's claiming that the government is taking over the military.
I'm kind of wondering, like, does he actually... I mean, obviously the answer is no, because he doesn't believe anything that he says. But, you know, in the abstract sense, does he really expect people to believe that he believes that the only people who get the vaccine are non-Christians?
That's a good fucking question. That's sort of baked into here, too.
Like, something like, what is it, like 5 billion people in the world have been vaccinated
most
so
of the,
far?
Right, and most of the... Well, let's take the United States. I think it's like we're at like 50 to 60%, right? Most of those people who got that vaccine are fucking Christian. There's no way they can't be.
Yeah.
Or like not the most, but like, because I think non-believers now outnumber like mainstream American Christians. But still, fucking, you couldn't get that. You couldn't get half or 60% or wherever we are without a good number of fucking Christians jumping on that vaccine, right?
Yeah. So like, why did... Like, why is he saying this? Like,
money.
But his viewers, he's got to think that his viewers are radically stupid.
Or just
are they?
Or just engaged in motivated reasoning.
Yeah, that's being radically stupid.
Nah, you can be smart and be engaged in motivated reasoning.
Yeah, but to be engaged in motivated reasoning is radically stupid. You can be smart and do radically stupid things.
This is an actual slide from it on your screen. You will notice there the sympathetic portrayal of Satanism.
There you go.
How many children were sacrificed to Satan because of the vaccine? The slide reads, apparently sarcastically.
Dude, is the military trolling the... not only are they going to fire you, we're going to make fun of you on your way out. I don't like the military, but if this is what's going on, I mean, that's pretty based, right?
Yeah, and this slide says it all. Like, how many people have died due to the COVID vaccine? 3.
It's the so-called tenets of Satanism, which are taken straight from the Temple of Satanism website.
Do you know how many people have died this year due to Tylenol?
Satanism.
Probably more than 3.
The rest of the presentation is less shocking.
Based on the numbers last year, it's around 250.
For example, it falsely claims that only 3 people have died from taking the COVID vaccine. Reports collected by the Biden administration itself indicate that number is actually in the thousands.
No, he's talking about VAERS.
Yeah.
That's not from the Biden administration. That's a self-reporting thing. Yeah, that whole thing was really stupid. I don't understand what the Satanism thing. The only thing I can think of is that somebody somewhere high up is like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm tired of this. And on their way out, they're going to be mocked. We're going to get their peers to mock them. That would be the reason to do that, right? Is like put up funny stuff about how people think that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. And then you start getting the fucking people in the military making fun of the people who believe that. And you do a peer pressure on them. Not a bad idea, honestly.
Yeah. If you want to convince someone of something, getting their peers to be convinced of that thing, or at least giving them the impression that their peers are convinced of that thing, is the single best method to convince someone of something. Which is why Fox News is so good at what it does, propagandize, because they convince their viewers that all of the other Fox News viewers are convinced of this thing.
That's probably true.
So, or oftentimes all of quote reasonable unquote Americans, or even quote reasonable unquote people.
All right. So we're going to move on to Dennis Prager. You remember how Ben Shapiro had a really stupid take about climate change? Do you remember the Aquaman incident?
I don't remember that one.
Ben Shapiro, when someone asked him about rising water, he said, if you live where the water's rising, you could sell your house and move.
Oh, yeah.
And then H. Bomber Guy played a clip of that and then busted through a wall and said, to who, Ben? Aquaman? Well, Dennis Prager he's flying pretty close to the Aquaman sun with the thing he's about to say here. Watch this. It's fucking amazing.
Most people, even college has not fully knocked this out of people, most people do assume that it is innate to women to want to have a child, to want to have children. So when a woman says, I don't want children because of a certain issue.
This is gross.
People judge her harshly. I do. I think she's an idiot. But it's
it just got a lot grosser.
Most people are judging her harshly. It's that most people are just confused. Why do I think she's an idiot? Because I don't believe for a nanosecond that the world is on the verge of extinction due to global warming. It is one of the many, many lies that people who...
Why does that have to be the reason she doesn't want kids, though?
That's all it is, my friends. I don't deny the world is getting warmer. Did you know, for example, that far more people to this day die of freezing than of warm climate? Did you know that there is a solution to warm climate? It's called air conditioning. It's very effective. Anyway,
what
women have bought this hook, line, and sinker.
What?
Don't worry about global climate change. Just use a bunch of energy to run your fucking air conditioners all the time. It'll be fine.
Where the fuck are you going to install the window AC on Earth? Earth doesn't have a window that you can just prop up an AC into. Excuse me. Where does he think the hot air goes?
Like, all of the bad things that are associated with global climate change, global warming, right, aren't necessarily that it's just going to be hot in my apartment, right?
Yeah.
That it's just literally going to cook me in my apartment in 5 years. The things are, like, more systematic. They're, like, more to do with, like, whole ecologies of areas are going to change dramatically if the planet warms up 2 degrees. And you can't, yeah, like you were saying, you can't air condition the fucking Andes or whatever to make sure that the fucking snow doesn't melt off the fucking mountains. Like, what is he talking about?
And you can't, like, air condition the ocean to get rid of ocean acidification, which, by the way, isn't even caused by heat. It's caused by carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Right, and probably to some extent other kinds of pollutants, but I'd be willing to bet the CO2 in the atmosphere is probably the biggest factor there, yeah.
With ocean acidification, it's almost entirely CO2.
That makes sense.
It's not entirely.
We sure spit out a lot of that shit.
Well, carbon dioxide, when it gets absorbed into the ocean, causes ocean acidification. And that raising of the pH, or sorry, that lowering of the pH level of the ocean causes things like coral reef bleaching, and it destroys whole ecosystems.
Right, but haven't you ever met anybody at a pool and they balance the pH of the pool?
Oh, we could just do that for the ocean, yeah.
It seems easy. Just dump a bunch of fucking, I don't even know what you dump in there. Fucking probably.
There's just like one dude down at the beach like, check it out. I'm putting some pool cleaner in here in the ocean. Solved.
You'll dump
climate change solved.
People dumping,
I did it.
People dumping baking soda in the ocean because they know it's a base. All right, well, we're halfway through the podcast, so we're gonna skip ahead here. This is Marjorie the Gathering. She's gonna meme from the House floor.
This is a simple meme that you would find on the internet, but this meme is very real. The Green New Deal surprise is serves China and China only. You can go ahead and put number one up. So today, talking about the Green New Deal and the all-out
wait war, number one, what was that one?
Women.
Yeah, she's got an I own Joe Biden. The first comment's really funny. Check this out.
This is a simple meme that you would find on the internet, but this meme is very real.
Fucking comment was great. Yo, she just displayed a meme on the House floor. And she wasn't like doing a thing where she was explaining to people. She's like, hey, you know, I'm younger than most of the people in here, and I'd like to kind of explain to you how younger people communicate on the internet. I'm going to use a meme as an example. Nope. She just used a meme. She's like, Green New Deal, fucking communism.
That is like, it's almost painful to think that that is the level of discourse in the House of Representatives.
I mean, is it surprising?
In most ways, no, but in some ways, yes.
Well,
like if you had gone back to like high school me and said, like, hey, high school Hunter, you know how memes are a thing online, and that's great. In 20 years, those memes are going to be literally on the House floor.
And that wasn't like even a good meme. It was like a boomer. It was like a boomer meme from Facebook too. It wasn't even a good one.
Yeah, it was like Scooby-Doo.
Hey, come on.
Yeah. If you had gone back and said that to me, I'd be like, seriously? I don't even want to see that world. This is ridiculous.
Well,
I probably would have run for the House at that point.
What's actually ridiculous is that I'm bringing a little bit of Wednesday over to Sunday for you. I don't know if you know Greg Gutfeld. He has a late night show where he basically stole the Garfield logo and called it Gutfeld. And it's written in the same font as the Garfield was. He stole the Garfield logo. Here's him and Dave Rubin just palling around doing aggressively unfunny comedy.
Go all that and just say it's a pleasure to be on the number one late night talk show. Hosted by a beautiful female woman.
Yes. How did you know?
I got it.
How did you know?
I knew it.
I decided to identify the other day.
He's a female man.
All right, Kat, that leads me to my question.
Listen, you're not going to believe this. I've got one for you.
What?
I think there's a chance that COVID came from a lab in Wuhan.
Dagan, welcome to the show. You look fantastic. Will they ever be funny again? It's like it's almost like they've gone to Unfunny Island and they can't get off it.
Well, I will address.
No, that's your show.
Whatever good they do to
I'm funnier than you.
Completely destroyed by the fact that you
everything is funnier. Than,
do you know how much hairspray they put in my hair to get it to amazing. Look like this?
Yeah.
So we've completely erased whatever gains.
There's
there
a tiny
were.
Bird trapped in there.
No, these people, first off, they all fly private.
All right, now that was legitimately hilarious because his hair looks terrible.
To make them look that funny, so you have to...
So the problem with Ruben and anybody else that he talks to when they try to be funny is they do have a couple fucking zingers, but it's usually they're usually unknowingly making fun of themselves.
Yeah, like he was saying, like, do you know how much hairspray it took to make my hair look this good? And it was funny because his hair doesn't look good at all.
Right.
Like it legitimately looks bad.
He could just copy paste.
It looks like if you gave a high schooler hair gel and were just like, have at it, kid. And they were like, can I get some instructions? You peeled off the label and you were like, you know what? Just don't worry about it. Whatever you do is fine.
So I did take a screenshot right there, and the rule about Dave Rubin screenshots is you can only take a Dave Rubin screenshot if you can also capture like a weird, obnoxious item on the shelf next to him that is used to signal to someone that the people on the show are smart. So in this case, it's an hourglass. On his show, it's the globe, but there's got to be an item on a shelf next to him that is like a dumb signifier of intelligence. Otherwise, you just can't take the Rubin screenshot.
Deduct a certain amount of humor at that level.
All right. Well, up next, violence is the answer, according to the woke college cancer. You know, what would stop me, Dave Rubin, from being the first white Shaft?
What would stop you?
What would stop
talent
from being the first white Shaft?
Or lack thereof?
Richard Roundtree.
I now see why you're number one in late night.
I would like to see
ability to have a casting director listen to you for 15 minutes without fucking quitting their job.
How about this? I would like to see a white version of The Wiz. You could call it The Wizard of Oz.
And And actually, aren't you?
Womp, womp.
Tight as the Munchkins.
Look, look, they're in my family tree. Do you have anything to add to this other than your pithy insults and your beautiful
the same,
hair?
Thank you. The same people who tell you that gender doesn't matter.
Beautiful is a stretch.
With gender,
right?
Nothing they say makes sense, whether they're a male.
Something his hair is unable to do right now.
What do you make of this, Cat?
That was aggressively unfunny, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised that people watch that.
It's the people that just leave Fox on and stay up past their bedtime.
I'm surprised that people watch that because, like, the kind of people that would watch Fox, to me, seem like the kind of people that have no sense of humor. Like, they don't enjoy laughing at all, even at things that I absolutely wouldn't find funny. Like, obviously, I don't find him funny because his jokes are basically just like, ha, the left sucks. And it's like, okay, well, congrats for saying that. And the people who would find that funny, I wouldn't think would be Fox News viewers, because Fox News is just like hellfire and brimstone. It's like the Jehovah's Witnesses. Like, you don't go to the Jehovah's Witnesses expecting to see a bunch of people laughing.
Fair enough. That's, God hates laughter.
The Jehovah's Witness God definitely does.
All right. So we need something a little fun, something a little light. There was a festival in the Henan province of China, and I guess they had giant moons, and one of them fucking escaped. Here we go.
Excuse me, that is not a giant moon. That is a tiny moon.
Okay, fair enough. Look at these two guys just running after it. Like, what are they going to do when they catch it?
Yeah, how are you going to catch that? You're tiny. You're even tinier than that tiny moon.
Right. You could maybe pop it, but then you've destroyed the fucking moon replica.
That was good. Thank you for that. I enjoyed that.
I mean, I gotta find something, for fuck's sake. We're gonna go back to Tucker now.
Oh.
Okay. He's gonna talk about immigration just basically being eugenics.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. But why? Well, Joe Biden just said it, to change the racial mix.
Why is the Chiron quoting him?
The power of people whose ancestors lived here and dramatically increased the proportion.
He's the host of the show.
And then Biden went further. He said that non-white DNA is the, quote, source of our strength. Imagine saying that. This is the language of eugenics.
Did he say that?
But there's a reason Biden said it. In political terms, this policy is called the.
I am absolutely positive that he did not say that.
The reason Biden said it. In political terms, this policy is called the Great Replacement, the replacement of legacy Americans.
Who's politics?
People from faraway countries.
In conspiracy theory.
But if you dare to say it's happening, they will scream at you with maximum hysteria. And here you have Joe Biden confirming his motive on tape with a smile on his face.
Yep, that's white replacement theory. That is not a political term unless you're like a fucking neo-Nazi. Then I guess it's a political term.
I'm absolutely positive that Joe Biden didn't say that.
I don't know what he said, but they keep using this picture of him where he looks kind of dope.
Yep.
But I'm like, not a big fan of Joe Biden.
People on the left would be like pissed off if he said that. Rightfully so, because that's a ridiculous thing to say. I agree with Tucker that that's a ridiculous thing to say. I just don't agree with Tucker that that is what Joe Biden said, because he is very obviously mischaracterizing what Joe Biden said.
Wait, chat's like, we'd like Joe Biden a lot more if he actually did say that kind of shit.
What Joe Biden probably said was something along the lines of, what makes America great is that it's a melting pot. it's a lot of different cultures coming together to create something beautiful. And that is a perfectly reasonable thing to say. But saying what makes America great is non-white DNA, like, obviously that's a stupid thing to say, and no one would ever say that.
I don't know. Watch, we get fact checked and Joe Biden said it. I'll put it on the soundboard. If you can find him saying it, I'll put it on the soundboard. I'll put it right next to Sam Harris talking shit about the Neanderthals. We can,
if you can find him saying that, I will literally eat my hat, my pith helmet. I will eat my pith helmet.
I'd make a helmet out of like potato chips or something to make it easy for myself. Anyway, here's Charles Kirk, my ex-boyfriend, Charles Kirk of Turning Points USA. I'm waiting for him to stop, for him to start asking people to call him like Charles, because he's like when he turns 30 or whatever. Anyway, here's him talking about the Great Replacement. And yeah, yikes.
Of course, that's a lie. We know that's not true. You have pictures of people that have pieces.
He does look super cute with his tiny face.
English. What bus do I need to take? Barry. Thanks for your help. As they get released into the interior of the United States. Bill Malusian is saying they are releasing entire family units into the United States.
Well, yes.
Now, some people are saying I'm being too hard.
As opposed to what? Separating the families?
If the whole ass family comes here, then yeah. If we decide that we can release them, then we release the whole ass family. Sure.
Yeah. And that's literally as opposed to what the last guy did, which was just releasing the parents and keeping the children in cages.
Well, Texas, whether they like it or not,
just keeping them in separate cages, both of them in cages, but separate cages.
The question of our time, which is, who runs the country? What do you do when you start to have a apathetic tyrant, now apathetic when it comes to immigration law, but very engaged when it comes towards forcing vaccinations? What do you do?
Charlie's vaccinated.
I know so many amazing patriots in the great state of Texas, and I love Texas.
Last time I saw him, I had to make sure he was vaccinated and check and see if he'd be taking PrEP, you know?
Deputize a citizen force. Put him on the border. Give him handcuffs. Get it done. Sure, that's dramatic. You know what's dramatic? The invasion of the country. We're going to talk more about that.
Yikes!
About how the other side has openly admitted.
I feel like what you just said and what he just said both aren't allowed on Twitch.
Are you saying I'm Charlie Kirk?
Openly admitted that this is about.
I'm saying you're Charlie Kirk's boyfriend.
That they want. How the other side has openly admitted that this is about bringing in voters that they want and they like, and honestly diminishing and decreasing white demographics in America. We're going to say that part out loud.
Hold on, I feel like we haven't openly admitted that because it's not true.
Check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast.
So there's more white people than ever in the United States. But there's also more black people than ever in the United States. There's also more Asian people.
And there's a higher percentage of them versus white people. But like it's not like anyone's trying to do that. That's just the way it is. Like the left isn't saying like we need to accept more immigrants for this particular reason. We're saying like we need to accept more immigrants because it's written on our fucking statue. You know, the statue that says like, hey, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Like that's what's on our statue. That's the whole point of this country is like, we don't care if you were considered refuse in your country. You're considered a human being here.
That statue was, that statue is what the people from Europe see, sir.
Can't argue against that.
I watched the photo. I never see it. I never see you. You're like the wheels are starting to turn and then they stop and I never see you do that. That doesn't happen to you.
We need another one of those statues for the southern border.
Right. But don't let, what would it say if fucking Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson wrote the thing on it? Said about, would say a bunch of things we can't say here on Twitch.
It would say, it'd probably say white is right. period, the end.
Wait, stop trying to replace me. Go home.
Yeah. And instead of like holding a torch, she'd be giving him the finger.
I also feel like it would be like, no, I can't fucking, maybe I'll talk about it during red light. Trying to keep podcast listeners. So do you remember this Robert Malone guy who went on Brett and Heather's show and has kind of been doing the rounds claiming that he invented mRNA vaccines?
Yeah.
We looked it up. He didn't. He did some important work with mRNA, but that doesn't mean you invented the whole ass vaccine. Nobody invents these things by themselves. It's teams of people. He wasn't even on the team that brought us the current form of the vaccine that we're using. Not to say
I actually invented computers. A lot of people don't know because I was born after their invention.
But, it's like he's like the pandemic version of the guy who claims to have invented email. Anyway, he went on the fucking Jimmy Dore show.
Oh. Ugh.
Thank you, Matt Dimitri, for finally unblocking me.
I've seen the Jimmy Dore show
in
my life.
Is destroying the one.
Look at Jimmy Dore's really overlay. It's got like the Skype shit on it.
Already happening.
Like, look at this. He's got like the fucking hang up button and shit from Skype on his overlay.
Is his logo Comic Sans?
I don't know.
It's not exactly Comic Sans, but it's real close to Comic Sans.
The effectiveness of the vaccine is dropping quite rapidly because of the evolution of the virus to escape it. This is one of the lessons coming out of Israel and the UK, is that high levels of vaccination are associated with escape mutants. Those escape mutants are able to...
Hold on. A high level of vaccination means like when you get COVID cases, they're going to be like breakthrough cases. You're going to have a high level of breakthrough cases among the cases you find. Because everybody's vaccinated, and that's the only kind of case that can exist if everybody's vaccinated.
Correct. A lot of people don't know, but the fewer of something you have, the more evolution there is in that thing, according to this guy. Which, by the way, is the opposite of what's true. The
vaccinated do shed virus and replicate virus at levels at least that.
I mean, to a certain extent, he's right in that, like, the percentage of the population that is a variant is higher because the population is so tiny. And but, like, just... in America, it's like you could have a million people infected with a variant version, like an quote escape variant unquote version, and like it barely scratches the surface of all the people who are infected with it.
Right. Now let's check out what he's going to say here. I backed up a little bit. Watch this.
Shed virus and replicate. Oop, virus vaccinated do shed are able to infect even the vaccinated. The vaccinated do shed virus and replicate virus at levels at least that of those that are unvaccinated and maybe higher. They still do get disease, although maybe less disease. And in some ways that might be worse, because that means the vaccinated that do have breakthrough infections are walking around feeling relatively healthy. And
that's why we're still wearing masks, you dumb fuck.
So he's saying it's worse to get less disease. Is he saying because you'll kill the people who chose to be unvaccinated?
Yeah, I don't know. Even Jimmy looks confused.
I mean, like you said, that's why we walk around with masks. Like, even if we're vaccinated, we still mask because there are dumb fucks among us who don't vaccinate.
Or even more and important,
like, as much as we would all love for everyone to be vaccinated, and one way for everyone to get vaccinated is for everyone who's not vaccinated to die of the disease, we still don't want that to happen because we are actual nice people. we don't want our political enemies to be dead.
There are also people who just can't get the vaccine. There's children, there's people with certain kinds of like autoimmune diseases where it's not recommended for them to get the vaccine, etc. And those people shouldn't die because dumb fucks listen to Robert Malone and Jimmy Dore.
Yeah, but I mean, it might come as a shock to them to hear, like, what do you mean you don't want your political enemies to be dead? I want you to be dead, and I'm your political enemy. So obviously you want your political enemies to be dead because that's how I feel. But like, not everyone feels that way. Sometimes you could just
much virus,
want no one to be dead.
Viruses, the people that have received vaccine. And so we have a word for that. We call it super spreaders.
Let me ask you, I heard you say, so you're kind of explaining something I heard you say before, that we can't vaccinate our way out of this pandemic and we shouldn't be trying to do that. And you kind of, I think what you just did was kind of explain why. Can you just expand on that a little more?
So for me, you can appreciate I'm a little sensitive to people taking credit for my ideas. and so it's really important to me to give credit to other people. It's, you know, like I say, I've been sensitized to this. So
no, he didn't. There's no one person that can lay claim to having invented mRNA vaccines. Nothing works like that.
Some things work like that, but not this.
I would wager that one of the main problems we have, and Robert Malone is kind of an example of it, is this idea. It's this like folklore that's been in movies and shit, where like an inventor, people who invent things, are like somebody like laboring alone by themselves and they change the world, right? I guess that's happened. But when we have like groundbreaking new technological advances, there's people that are never going to get a fucking lick of credit who did invaluable work on the technology we're talking about, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it has happened where someone basically invents a brand new thing. But that's happened like 10 times.
That's what I'm
in
saying.
The history of humanity.
Right. Like that. It's a mythology. It helps sell books and movies about like, you know, the geniuses who didn't exist or maybe who did. Like people credit Einstein with the theory of relativity. You think that motherfucker worked by himself or you think he had a team of other fucking people, you know?
Yeah. And almost always when that happens, it gets invented by multiple people around the same time. Like there's not one single person who invented, like, let's say fire, like the, you know, fire creation method, rubbing sticks together. There's not like one person who invented that. There's likely, I mean, we don't know because we can't.
I mean, I think like, maybe you're being, I think maybe you're being like a little bit of racist.
It's a Neanderthal thing, right? Like that comes out of left field.
But like very likely based on what we've seen with other similar kinds of inventions, it wasn't something that was invented by one person and then spread through the entire population. It was invented by multiple people in different pockets of populations and spread amongst their pocket. And then eventually all of the methods, if they were different at all, sometimes they weren't even different, eventually spread through the entire population.
Right. And like, mind you, like rubbing sticks together or using, you know, what's in your environment to create sparks or whatever you need to do to create fire is a good deal less complicated than messenger RNA vaccination. But still, that like again, like as things get more complicated, more difficult, more difficult and rely on more previous technology and previous research, the odds that some lone inventor like working away by themselves is going to find it. It's just, it becomes the odds. They approach zero.
I would argue that the more you move towards everything building on previous technology, as opposed to fire, where it's not building on any previous technology.
Right. You're discovering something that naturally exists in the environment and you're harnessing it.
Yeah. Like as we move towards where every single invention is built on a previous technology, you're going to end up where eventually at a place where every single invention is invented by multiple people or invented basically wholly dependent on the technology that it's based on.
Right. Also, that guy wasn't, more importantly, that guy was on a team that did good work on mRNA vaccines, but he wasn't on any team that could, anybody, we could figure out how he would lay credit to it. The best we could do is there was a gal in Europe who worked with her team and a guy at Penn State. And that was like the thing we found that most people kind of credit as being like the pivotal work for where we are now. It was in like the 90s, right? That's what we found. We might be wrong too, but it ain't this guy. You don't just go around and claim to invent mRNA vaccines. That's absurd. That's like claiming to invent anything complicated, dude. There, like, it doesn't even matter. Like,
it's like the MyPillow guy. He says that he's the inventor of MyPillow, but like what he invented wasn't the pillow and it wasn't used foam chunks. It was using used foam chunks as a pillow. Because no one had ever thought that this pile of used foam chunks would actually make a good pillow. Because
he stole that idea from like a working class person who like worked. They're like, oh, I'm going to stuff this in the pillowcase. I'm going to take home a pillow. Check this. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody probably figured it out.
He might have. I don't know. He was a working class person though at the time.
Like working on doing crack. Anyway. Yeah. I'll cram two more fucking stories into the podcast. I shit you not. This is a MAGA Little Mermaid themed party featuring Roger Stone that is some state representative's kickoff party for their campaign. We don't know or care who the state representative is, but it's a MAGA themed Little Mermaid party. I grew up on a farm where we flew that flag, said the flag. What is this? Every morning in class, I'm a red copyright. Blue collar flying full mast. If you burn the flag, then I'll bust your ass. Mormons? Be proud, we'll never back down. No, my patriots can loud. Let's take our country back now. Like Donald Trump, Brian Cloud is an outsider.
Brian Cloud.
Is
every single person in this video is whiter than the last person in this video.
That outsider is wearing a very expensive suit.
A person who's running not because of what it can do for him, but because he feels a calling of what he can do for you. Everything finally clicked. That everything I had gone through was leading me to this moment. To finally stand up.
I'm never going
to
vote for him. He sounds a little.
For people that have been ignored for way too long. Brian has chosen to take on entrenched interests, people who have been at the public trough for many years.
We understand. Whoa, what's wrong with Roger Stone's face? Does it always look like that?
It always looks like that.
No, I'll tell you what.
I got a dope mustache. He's
the candidate of the people. Thank y'all so much for supporting this campaign, supporting me, and more than importantly, for supporting yourself and having a backbone to come out in public and say, we support this guy. We are not embarrassed to support him, and we want change in Bay County.
Bay County. Don't know where it is. That was whatever it was. What do you think of that?
I like the way you described it. A MAGA themed Little Mermaid party.
I mean, that's what we're up against, folks.
Good Lord.
All those people like earlier in the day were like trying to break into a school board meeting. They're like protesting at a Piggly Wiggly because the fucking person at the Piggly Wiggly asked them to wear a mask.
I really hope that the people that are supporting this movement, the MAGA people, I guess it's a movement in the same way that a bowel movement is a movement. I really hope that the people that are supporting this bowel movement of the MAGA people, go away without a civil war. Because
a bowel movement knows when it's over. Come on now.
The last time we had this level of racism, this level of rampant racism throughout the United States, it resulted in a civil war. Basically, half of this, or slightly less than half of the states, saying, we don't want to be a part of you because you're not down with our racism. Just declaring war against the United States. And now we're reaching kind of the same precipice. And I really hope that it goes away without a civil war. I'm not going to say I don't think it will, because I do think that there's a big possibility that it will. It will go away without reaching a civil war. But I am scared that it will reach that point.
Well, I hope you're all scared. You've listened to the Plex podcast. If you're watching, listening, I'm sorry, on a podcatcher and you haven't followed the podcast, go ahead and do that and make sure you follow us on Twitch so you can join the Now Space. The Now Space has been lively tonight. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to anybody new who followed us this evening. And patrons, we'll give you the rest of the audio for this. But there's a way around that if you know how Twitch works. This has been real. It's been fun. Welcome back to the big show, HK. It'll be your first proper red light in quite some time in a moment here.
All right.
This is Boomers by Periscope. This is Boomers by Periscope, because of course it is, and we'll be right back.
See you.